the greatest old guard in the history of the NBA. We're watching in real time a man who's about to turn 37 years old.
Yeah.
And he is aging like a fine wine. There are two players who got better as time went on in this market. Obviously, Barry Bonds and Steph Curry. And I would throw Jerry Rice in there because he had vintage seasons late. Mm-hmm. But in basketball, it's so much harder.
Especially as a guard.
Okay, so I'm looking at, I just did a deep dive last night. I'm looking at all the old guards. Like, these are the top five greatest players after 35 at the guard position. Jason Kidd, he was averaging 8 points and 7 assists a game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all know how great Jason Kidd was. Steve Nash, 14 and 10 yep. after turning 35, which is great. 13 and 9 from Chris Paul. Reggie Miller, you know, the points went all the way down from 20 a game to 14.
Now let me stop
and then
after
Stockton.
Let me stop after Nash, Kidd, and CP3. Because I hear you on the numbers, and our numbers did decrease a bit, but they weren't asked to do the things Stephen Curry
well,
was.
Well, that's
asked.
Where I'm going with this.
You know what I'm saying? They weren't natural scorers. They were throwing dimes, and they were score second, pass first.
None of them led their team.
No doubt.
They were the number two option.
All the time. Steph Curry's the number one option.
The
no
number
doubt.
One player, if you look at the algorithm, 35 and older because of the 19 seasons played, John Stockton is one of the greatest old guards ever, right? Steph Curry is dwarfing his numbers.
No doubt.
Dwarfing his numbers to do what he's done at his age.
Well, it's the way he's doing it, too, because it's all the movement. Those other guys didn't move, and all those other guys had the ball in his hands. The most deadliest, I think the most, and this is some fans, you know, you hear a lot of pushback. Warriors need to run more pick and roll. They need to do this. Put the ball in Steph's hands. His greatest attribute is being able to move without the basketball. Is being able to run off multiple screens. You see the play late in the game where he gets the layup, and Andrew Wiggins sets a pin down. Draymond Green's looking in that direction, and Steph Curry kind of jukes like he's going out to the three-point line off the pin down set by Andrew Wiggins. And Jrue Holiday and Jason Tatum just fly to the three-point line, and whoop! Steph Curry goes back door, easy layup. The final play where Buddy Hield hits the dagger. Jason Tatum falls asleep because of the gravity of Stephen Curry. So there's no doubt. He is a wizard right now. The way I love the way he's playing. Oh, my gosh. It's like old school game, filling it out, 6 assists in the first half. And he's just flying in different ways to interject himself in the game while allowing his teammates to feel empowered by shooting the back. He's the greatest leader possibly in NBA history. There's Magic wow. Johnson. There's Larry Bird. There's Tim Duncan. Steph Curry's right there. You want to talk about the greatest leaders in the last 40 years in sports history.
It's Tom Brady.
There's Tom Brady, yeah. And there's Stephen Curry.
Yeah, Jeter.
Derek Jeter's yeah, right up there.
I'm just
there.
Trying to think yeah, like
Derek
the box.
Jeter's there, but it's a short list.
Yeah, it is.
It's a short list.
Well, B, since turning 35, he averages 27 a game.
Yep.
I just want to say that out loud. Since turning 35, he averages 27 a game.
And he really, yesterday was like, his best game. Now he came back from the ankle injury Monday and had 24 points in 24 minutes, okay, and he had the 6
assists.
He
carried the USA team to a gold medal at 36 years old. He's turning 37 in March.
I know.
I know we get caught up in just never wanting to give him the appropriate due. He's the greatest old guard of all time.
He's the greatest leader probably in sports history, too. And it's just beginning, man. Let's just hope for good health for Stephen Curry
would
here.
Say, you said he's the greatest leader. I would go a step further and say I thought it was Jerry Rice, like the best conditioned athlete I've ever seen in my life.
It's Stephen Curry.
I think it's Steph.
Well, Jerry, I don't want to dismiss Jerry.
No, I'm not dismissing.
But Steph is right there.
He plays 80 games a year.
Steph is right there. A little humor here from Oreo Cookie on the Comcast Business Text Line. The Hawaiian Punch is now the Hawaiian Bunch.
Time for the legal.
Let's just let that breathe for a second. That segment is
just incredible.
Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. I can't believe Guru put that together, man. I can't believe he did. I almost wrecked my car when I heard that live. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMG, FM, and AC1, San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on a free Odyssey app. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? We're going to talk to Law Murray at 8:30 for The Athletic.
Oh, my
the
God.
The Law with the power rankings. It'd be good to reconnect with Law Murray. I can't believe how that whole thing went down. Me. I can't believe how that whole thing went down.
Well, just don't be mad at two menches cutting it up, talking about power rankings in the NBA.
Nobody's mad.
You know?
Law Murray's my guy. The fact that you didn't know some guy named Law Murray, you know who he is?
No, I said a journalist.
Yeah, were you stunned that I knew who he actually was?
Not really. You know everything.
No, I don't know everything. I know what I don't know. That's what makes me great. I know I don't know much about Star Wars. I don't fake it.
You know, the Buddy Hield thing, I've been wrapping my head around, like, this is a guy who clearly had promise and, like, didn't deliver necessarily to the promise and then comes to this situation and is, like, perfect. You know, Jim Plunkett for the older crowd. Jeff Kent. You know, like Jeff Kent had some. No, is he as impactful for this team as what Jeff Kent? I mean, time's going to tell. I doubt it. Steve Young was a high pick, kind of flinged out, came here, reclamation project. There are very few guys that I could comp to what I've seen for. It's 2 weeks, but my God, this Buddy Hield thing is incredible.
It is incredible. Let's go to Dave in the city. Dave, what's happening, man? You're on the roast.
What's up, fellas? Good morning.
Good morning.
Shasky got me hyped right now,
man. Let's go.
We've been hyped for like this whole hour since listening to y'all go in on the Boston Celtics. You know, we had to go in there and show them what's up because, you know, we got in their butts in 2022. And I'm just hyped because the strength of numbers is back. Buddy leading that second unit. I think he got sixth man of the year coming up. And Kerr is cooking. Everything is hitting off, firing on all cylinders, but I'm just juiced to have Curry. Like you guys said, you got to give him his flowers now because, the U.S. got to enjoy him for the Olympics for a couple games, and they got to see what we've been enjoying for the past decade, over a decade. We're blessed. Let's get this man his fifth ring, and let's go. Let's go. I'm hyped. And let's go forget the other teams. Let's go get the Mavericks. I want that revenge game.
Oh, boy. That Mavericks game is going to be juicy on Tuesday night. Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving, that's going to be heated. I think that game, there's going to be some tensions in that game. I just have a feeling with Clay in the building and knowing how Steph thinks and knowing how Draymond operates and knowing how Joe Lacob operates, they want that game bad. They want that game very bad, and they want to blow them out. I'm telling you right now. I just know how they operate. I've been around this organization for too damn long. They want to send a message to Klay Thompson saying, "You left us, dude. You left us." Now I get why he left. You know, I'm always going to understand that. And it was for both parties. It's been good for both parties. Dallas is happy with Klay. They're rolling. The Warriors are rolling with Buddy and Kyle Anderson and De'Anthony Melton and these youngsters here. Everybody's getting minutes. It was a win-win for everybody. But you better believe that Tuesday night, when they honor Klay Thompson, once the ball gets tipped off, the Warriors are going to want to win that game by 30. They're going to want to go at him. They're going to want to go at Luka. And they're going to want to send a message to the entire NBA that we're back. I'm going to want to send this message to Klay Thompson saying, you know what time it is. You know how we roll. So, yeah, Tuesday could get a bit testy. There's going to be some trash talk. There's going to be some finger pointing. It's going to be hype, buddy. It's going to be hype inside that building. I can't wait. But we got Cleveland OKC on deck. Let's go to Alfonso Kaczynski. You're feeling it, huh? You like that?
I can feel it coming.
You like that? It's going to be
tonight.
Something. It's going to be something insane out there. Alfonso in Richmond. Alfonso, what's happening?
How you doing, Vontae Yashevsky?
What's up, Alfonso?
Just wanted to say, man, I'm so impressed. I'm looking at these Warriors like they're ready to win a championship, but two people have made the difference I really feel. First of all, Mike Dunleavy, I didn't think he was a good fit when he came in, but, man, all the two picks in the draft and now the free agents that he signed. But the second person that I'm most impressed with, and I have a new nickname for him, Draymond Green, the way he has changed his volatility – he's looking like a minister now with a Bible. The way he's playing, the way he's, treating the game, not being volatile. His new nickname, I call him the minister. And Robin from San Francisco, she needs to lay down on Draymond because he's doing his part this year. And that's why the Warriors are doing what they're doing.
The champion of change. Draymond Green, the champion of change.
Absolutely incredible.
That's what I'm going to call him, the champion of change.
Is he... Is he the minister in There Will Be Blood, the movie with Daniel Day-Lewis?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I've abandoned my child.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
It's a classic. Have you ever seen that?
No, what's that? What
There Will
that?
Be Blood?
No, I don't remember
that. It's like they're
movie.
Like oil drilling and
that
stuff.
Was that a 90s movie?
No. 2008? Yeah. 9? Yeah.
Nah, I don't remember that movie. There Will Be Blood?
Wes Anderson?
Dude, it's so
that.
Good.
I don't remember that movie. There Will Be Blood.
Javier Bardem, just absolutely terrifying in it.
Dude, and that is he is that minister, right?
Daniel Day-Lewis?
Yeah.
Paul Dano's the minister.
Was
the
reverend. Is this the same actor from
Paul Thomas
Kings
Anderson.
Of New York? Or
oh,
no,
yeah, Gangs of New York.
Yeah, he was the Bill
Cousins. He's the one with the blue eye?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good actor. That dude is sick.
You think?
He's a good actor.
He's an actor of our generation. He's won like three or four Oscars. He's Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
He's been everything. Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's
my
legit.
Left feet or whatever. My two left feet.
Oh, they made $76 million at the box office.
How have you not seen There Will Be Blood? It is a classic.
Oh, wait. One
best picture.
Well, I don't care if they won best picture. I don't care if they won worst picture. What I was about to explain is, in 08, I was starting my career.
That was dismissal of the year. Just put that down. Dismissal of the year.
I was about to explain why I wasn't watching movies during that time frame. I was starting my journalistic career. I had like three jobs. I was driving for Uber. I was driving, not an Uber in 08, probably 11 in Uber. But anyway, I was starting my journalism career. There wasn't a lot of movies going on in my life at that point. Sort of get my life together.
So
I will watch this movie. It looks like a good movie.
In the
Thanks,
movie,
love it for knowing that it was the best picture.
Eli is the preacher.
Well, don't tell me. I'm just letting you know,
Eli's the preacher.
Right,
it's been out for 20-something years, B.
All right. I had never heard of it. I'm sorry. I know what I don't know. Sorry I didn't have the time.
It's a great movie.
I was married to the game, and the game is sports. I love it. You like that?
I do like that.
He stole it from Too Short. I don't know if you know that.
Camilo Duvall, please. It's in San Francisco. What's happening?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Good morning.
What's up?
Bonte, you asked a question earlier, and I think this season there's been a clear direction and identity with the Warriors. It wasn't there last year. I don't think it was there much the year before. But when I feel like Kerr came out, I think the off season before the season started, he came out and just said, we're going to shoot a lot of threes. And that's what they're doing. And, you know, the chemistry and the trust is back to a championship level, I believe, between the guys. And they're playing their roles. I feel like the guys on this team have all bought into the system. They believe in it. And the one thing that I also see real obvious this year versus a couple of seasons now is the joy just seems to be back on the team and in the building. It's fun basketball. They all are having a lot of fun, and that keeps guys loose. And, you know, I think that just makes for better basketball, honestly, because guys aren't thinking so much. They're able to just be free and, you know, read and react and play. And then you guys mentioned my guy, Steph. He's been my favorite player, you know, for a real long time now. And it just seems like he's getting better. I don't know how the greatest scorer can find ways to score more.
What's you laughing at, Shasky?
He said, Steph's my favorite player, and Spadoni hit him with the drop.
It's just...
like he was giving his bona fides.
Vince was cooking.
I'll tell you.
We got to go. And I want to talk about the three-point shooting because there was actually a lot more balance last night for the Golden State Warriors. They only got up 34 threes yesterday, so they didn't really let it fly yesterday. And I'm going to get into that. Plus, Willa Marin, 888-957-9570. What is the most impressive aspect of the 7-1 start for the Golden State Warriors? Wow, 5-0 on the road, 5 straight wins, 22 in their last 26 away from Chase Center. They beat the champs last night. 888-957-9570. Your phone call's coming up. Brought to you by the Inn at the Tides. Picture yourself, Shasky, in a cozy room by the fire, enjoying breathtaking views of Bodega Bay. This time of year is magical at the Inn at the Tides. Special midweek rate started just $159 per night. Book your escape now, innatthetides.com.
Hey, Dub Nation, it's Trace Jackson Davis, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
All right, I'm a little fired up here. Download the Odyssey app, 95.7 The Game, thousands of other stations. And millions of podcasts are free on the Odyssey app. Sports talk, music, news, great podcasts like Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys are all available. And follow your favorite teams like the Niners and Warriors. Stations and radio shows, including our show right here. Cornbread Maxwell joined Evan and Guru yesterday. He actually took it too. Jason Tatum saying, Kurt did his job. Dude, you weren't playing well. Maybe the only guy in Boston who said that. Who said that? We had Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe yesterday, and they were asking Tatum. Tatum was spicy in the post-game presser. Maybe we'll play some of that sound in a second here. Vashasky, Warriors beat the Warriors.
Well, that's the way I feel this morning. You set up the read, and then you bring up the Phil Collins, and I'll do it again for the 7 o'clock audience.
Just don't bring up the juice. Because he is not loose anymore. He's 6 feet deep. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Island's guest line. Is it a time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, in Lathrop? Let me tell you, Spadoni, the houses, oh my God, in Lathrop. They got 5-bedrooms, 6-bedrooms. They got guest suites. They got the river right behind
you. They got all these different communities over there, too, right?
Oh my gosh, it is beautiful. And the best minor league / travel ball / high school baseball stadium. I haven't seen it.
And the weather out there is just phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal weather. Crystal clear. Okay, they're getting a Chick-fil-A. They've got an In-N-Out. They're just branching out. And they're just, Lathrop, it's one of the fastest growing cities in all of America. It's the fourth fastest growing city in America.
It's pretty unbelievable. And it's right here in our backyard.
That's love it types. What is he typing back there? I hear the keyboard moving. Is he writing an essay?
You know, it's almost like I watched the Muppets with LJ the other day. He reminds me of a Muppet from time to time. The way like they play the band, like when the band's playing, the hands are going up. That's him on the keyboard.
I'm listening to the keyboard when Spadoni talks. What are you typing back there? Is it captions? Is
I'm
it
keeping
teasers?
Track for how many YouTube viewers are there. I love him so
doing
much.
Doing numbers on YouTube, by the way.
Are we?
Are we? Oh, yeah. We don't have YouTube up. We don't.
That's good. Because you guys are locked in. You don't need to be.
You know what is the chat back?
Do you know?
We have a new song.
We have a new song. 100 bands. 100 bands.
Why do we need 100 bands?
Because we got 100,000 followers, baby.
The chat's not back. Oh, you know the chat would be having a field day today.
All right, you done with your read?
I'm not dead. I'm done with the read.
All right, hit me with the Phil Collins.
All right, here you go.
Let's go, Warriors. I told you, don't let us beat Boston. I can feel it. Against Team USA. You're not better than Kevin Durant. Stop questioning Steve Kerr. What are you doing? We won the gold. We played Derek White. We played Jrue Holiday. Jason Tatum is an ISO ball-stomping me guy. No one plays well with him. Last night, GP2 Young Glove making plays all over, and Buddy Love, the glove does fit. Yes, B, I went there again. He fits this team. What a win. Oh, don't forget about Windex guy. Loon Dog.
Where's
what about Wiggy Wigs?
I want to hear from Slap Rock.
What about
Slap Rock?
Wiggy Wigs?
Wigs.
If Warrior fans aren't feeling it this morning, I mean, come on. Come on.
Did you buy Stock in the Wiggins?
That might be the biggest win in, what, 2 calendars?
You bought Stock in Wiggins?
No, that's on that.
I'm buying
your
stock
account.
In Andrew
that's
Wiggins.
That's your account.
No. I want you to buy stock. Everybody get rich.
I'm driving Let's the ride Buddy Love bandwagon.
Let's ride the rocket ship like Bitcoin or something. Let's ride it, baby. Let's ride it. Arch Block. Let's ride that rocket ship.
What is it, SpaceX?
Something like that. 888-957-9570. Before we get to Willa Moran.
God, I hate Boston.
Before we get to Willa Moran. I want to go to RJ at Fairfield. Oh, I want to hear from RJ at Fairfield. RJ at Fairfield, we back up, baby. Remember Stringer Bell and In the Wire? Hey, tell everybody we back up, baby. Tell everybody out there in the streets, we back.
Y'all while back. Vontae, when you go low, I go high, okay? That's what I'm going to say. But
I don't even know what that means. Wait. What do you mean by that?
Oh, man, you always take cheap shots against, you know, me, Sacramento, sometimes. And I just try to be the bigger person. And, you know, right now I'm trying to give you all the props, you know?
I appreciate it. I don't go low. I love Sacramento. You know that.
Okay, yeah, you're right. All right, but, hey, I did want to come on here, and I did want to give you y'all props, man. Y'all look good. You know, last year when the Kings ended the Big Three dynasty, you know, I was hoping y'all going to have a down year as a Kings fan. I'm like, there's a new sheriff in town, Northern California, go through Sacramento. And to see y'all winning like this, it's kind of frustrating as a Kings fan because we're still the little brother in Northern California until we play against each other. But, you know, I just wanted to hop on here. The Warriors' ability to find shooters and find key role players, I don't understand how y'all keep doing it. This was supposed to be a down year for y'all. I hate when I see y'all winning, and I can't believe y'all dusted Boston like that. And I was like, oh, y'all going to lose to Boston. In the beginning of the schedule, y'all had some, you know, you got to face some, like, low teams and stuff like that. But that night against Boston, man, y'all really came out, and I just wanted to hop on here and give y'all just due, man.
Listen, I got to ask you, RJ, you're a big-time Kings fan. How'd you feel about Buddy Hill when he left Sacramento? Because I'm trying to understand how he is so good in his system. What was the deal with Buddy Hill and Sac?
I think Buddy Hill is in a perfect scenario with the Warriors. When we had Buddy Hill, he was one of our stars. And you know, with the addition, with him playing next to Steph Curry, the attention isn't on him so much. So he could just sit and shoot them threes. But nobody draped on him. I mean, Steph Curry obviously gets a lot of attention, but it frustrates me to see Buddy Hield in that system being successful as he is, man. But, oh, my God, I can't believe y'all up, man. I can't believe it. I'm happy for y'all, though.
I appreciate you, RJ. Have a good day. Vivek Radadive wearing the They Not Like Us t-shirt playing Toronto last night. So you got the Drake and DeMar DeRozan beef. Cloud-ass Drake. Trying to plug DeMar DeRozan. Kings got the last laugh last night against the Raptors. NBA's on fire. So to Willa Marin.
DeMar DeRozan making $24 million this year. Buddy Hield making
nine.
It's pretty. I just want everyone to know the Buddy Hield contract is just incredible.
Mike Dunleavy?
it's an incredible contract.
I can't believe it's 23. I can't believe
he's averaging 20 a game.
I can't. I every time he hit a three yesterday, Willie would look at me like, well, his jaw dropped, like, you got to be kidding me.
His legs look so fresh.
Yeah, he looks explosive.
No, he's moving off ball to the perfect spot every single time.
He really is. Let's
and
go
then
to,
the layup with the left hand in traffic?
In fourth quarter.
I couldn't believe it.
In the fourth quarter. By the way, I'm going to throw this at you here. Since we're in La La Land.
I'll pull up Pat Bailey and I'll try to catch it.
Dalton Johnson, NBC Sports Bay Area, tweeted this last night. This is the first time the Warriors have won five consecutive road games to start a season since
2015-2016.
Bingo, 73-win season.
Yeah. Started off 24-0. Then that scheduled loss against Milwaukee.
Yep, the back-to-back after beating
Boston. Such garbage.
Yeah. And then they had a scrub with Milwaukee.
God,
they came to Oracle Arena.
There's just nothing better than watching the chef shut up the Boston crowd.
Let's go to Will.
It's like my Popeye spinach. You know what I mean? It just fires me up. I can watch Buddy Hield and Steph high-fiving just like all day on a loop.
Will, what's happening?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, Shafsky made a comment earlier that rubbed me the wrong way, and it wasn't because it was personal or anything that he said. He just said that, you know, when we bring up Steph Curry and his greatness, people don't want to call in. Well, I want to change that narrative. I want to thank Steph Curry for making basketball relevant in the Bay Area. I want to thank him for being a silent leader He's one of the best leaders, not only on the court, but off the court. I mean, think about it. He's one of the first NBA players to make his shoes unisex so girls can enjoy his shoes too and made different colors. Like, that is, that speaks in volumes. And people love his stuff. And another thing about Curry, too, it's the way that he handled Boston talking trash about his wife. He did it so classy. He just went in and smoked him and then wore a shirt saying that, yeah, my wife can cook just like I cooked you on the hard court. So, like, the best thing about Curry is I just want to say thank you. Like, seriously, like, we've had Barry Bonds, Terrell Owens, Steve Young, Montana. He has just as many rings as Montana, and he's probably better at his respective sport. Like, he's the best athlete I've ever seen play in my life. Like, think about it. We went from worrying about his ankles holding up to him changing the entire outlook of the league, not just the West, not just our conference. The entire game is played differently because of Steph Curry. And he was going to be an afterthought. We thought he was a bust after a year and a half. Even I was worried. Poor guy couldn't stay on. But I just want to thank you, Curry, for everything you've done. Thank you for leading with class. Thank you for leading and having, you know, giving everybody the merit and time. Like, you made it valuable. Like, I love you, Curry. Like, you're the best. You're the best basketball player I've ever seen play. Because I didn't get to see Michael Jordan play. I didn't get to see Magic play. Yeah, Shaq and Kobe were tight. You have nothing on Steph Curry. Steph Curry is the best basketball player I've ever seen, and it's not even close. I love you, Curry. You're the champ, homie. Get it. Go get that ring. And even if you don't, if Curry were to retire today, the best basketball player, in my opinion, not even close. Thank you, Steph Curry. Because you know what's nuts? He wasn't supposed to be this good, and he is this good. Yep. So let's go get that. Thank you, Curry. You're the best. Thanks, wow, guys, for taking my call. Have a great day.
Wow. That's what I'm talking about, the Curry love right there.
He even threw in an old-school slang. Yeah, Shaq and Kobe, they were tight.
They were tight.
God, everyone used to say hella tight.
Yeah, hella tight. They're hella tight.
If you say hella tight, I say stop being a cutter.
The Steph Curry phenomenon, and I was just thinking this last night.
What were you thinking?
I was on the way home as I'm listening to Grady.
Doing the Confucius?
Yeah, I'm listening to the Grady. And I started dreaming.
The Grandy Man.
The Grandy Man. I'm listening to the Grandy Man. And he says something. Then I start daydreaming on the way home. I don't even know how I got home. I was floating in the car.
Is it daydreaming when it's night?
I guess night dreaming. I don't know.
Daydreaming. I just got lost.
I got lost in the stars.
Yeah.
And I'm driving. I don't even know how I got home. And I'm listening to Grandy. And I said, boy, what if the Warriors this year, as they're 7-1, and they're making statement. They made a statement last night. And I'm looking at the box score of the Phoenix Suns, and they're down there doing their thing in the Valley of the Sun.
7-1.
And I'm looking at Dallas, and they're doing their thing. What if the Warriors are on a collision course to just take care of old foes? And it's Kevin Durant, and it's Klay Thompson, and they go right through them like a hot knife through butter. What if that's the pathway to get through the West?
Well, I mean, if you're going to have this vision, you have to have the Lakers in the first round.
Nah, the Lakers are trash. I don't care about
you. Well, I got to take LeBron out one last time.
I don't even want to deal with that.
You're asking about dreams. That would be in my dream.
I would rather take out Memphis.
Are you going to root for Klay or the Warriors if they face each other?
Oh, I'm going to root for Klay.
I'm teasing.
I'm going to root for Klay. I'm going to actually wear a Klay jersey, Klay headband, all Dallas Mavericks garb. Will RJ and Shaw join us for that?
This
105 through the Fan.
No.
In Dallas.
No.
Are they done with us?
Probably.
When I asked them to come on before the Cowboys game, their producer was pretty quick to shoot it down.
What exactly did he say? Just no?
Just, yeah, we talked it over and we're going to decline. They're professional about it.
I'm sure their discussion
was a little bit more animated, but
we talked it over.
It's like the Warriors and the contract extension.
Did they have a Mark Cuban weekly too during the basketball season, like Jerry Jones?
Oh gosh, well, probably not.
Does he sugarcoat it?
Somebody's asking if fake Klay allowed to be in the building for this. He might. What is happening with fake Klay? Did he put on a couple pounds? Does he still look like Klay?
That is still an all time story.
That is unbelievable.
What was his name? Dawes?
I forget.
Big Dawes?
I mean, he walked into the facility and they just let him in. They let him in. They thought it was Klay Thompson.
Did he like get shots up on the court too?
Yes, he did. He got shots up. Yeah. Let's go to AB in Sacramento. AB, what's happening?
Yo, fellas, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Doing lovely.
Oh, man. So, a couple quick keys I wanted to bring out. The ball movement over this defense is just insane. I mean, the way that the ball's moving, no turnovers. I had an old coach that used to tell me this all the time, and it was like, you know, move the ball. The ball's faster than you run. So the way that they're moving it, man, it's just so beautiful to watch. Secondly, give GP2 the keys to Alcatraz, please. He's taking one by one. He's just taking people there every night. One by one, just shipping them over there and leaving them there. It's amazing. Have a good one, fellas.
Yeah, I think the young glove, as much as I get why we do that because of his dad, I think the warden. What?
We got Wiggins Island.
Wiggins Island, like Shutter Island.
I like Young Love. Young Love is, you know, King Young Love. You know, you want to call him the warden now? Why you want to change it? We want to change nicknames now, man.
I like him as the warden.
I know we're getting goofy. But I want to hear from GP2.
I mean, look, as much as I know we love Bob Fitzgerald, the Human Torch is just... You know, I mean,
I live with these people. I love these people. Hey, they're part of my family.
By the way, bad nicknames.
You know this was a big game because at the end of the first half, did you hear Fitz? One shot. All you need is one shot. No, the Celtics should not touch this basketball again. Like literally 22 seconds is riding down. Fitz is yelling, just one shot. All you need is one shot. He was in. You could tell, you could feel it from Fitz. This was a big, he wanted this one bad. They wanted this one bad. But GP2, after the game, he joined us on Toyota Warriors Post Game Live. He was discussing the second unit and what they did. Yeah, give me that drop.
We know that second unit, you know, it can be anybody's night. And you know, Toon does what he does for the last 10 years. You know, Buddy Hill, you know, he gets it off. Yeah, it's probably most likely it's going to be good. Like Buddy said, he was made for this world. So I think he was made for this moment right here. And Kyle K.A. coming out with three big threes and some stops late in the game. You know, that second unit comes in and, you know, we do what we do.
We do what we do. We do what we do, which is score. Yesterday, they did score 50. They actually got a point taken off. They scored 49 points. But in six of the eight games, they scored at least 50. Their average is 61 a game off the bench. Now it's going to go down a little bit after they scored 49 yesterday. But the bench, no doubt, they had scored 23 in the first 38 points. It helped stabilize the game. Once again, as the starters got out to a slow start, the bench has been able to come in and pick them up and been able to flip that basketball game. They flipped that game in the second quarter. Think about the second quarter, what the Warriors did yesterday defensively. As everybody's calling in here, 888-957-9570 is the number. We want to talk about last night in the game and where the Warriors are at right now. But do you think about that second quarter, Shasky? They outscored the Celtics 32-16. They held the Celtics to 39% shooting and 25% from the three-point line. And even though the Celtics were able to get their averages in terms of made threes and three-point attempts, they ran them off the three-point line so well last night. And I get it. They missed Jaylen Brown as somebody who could finish inside the paint. And they'll come back out here to Chase Center with Jaylen Brown. They'll have something to say. And they'll try to prove a point. But defensively, where this team is at, how defense is leading the offense, and defense is leading the great shots on the offensive end, the trapping and the doubling and the getting down on the court, getting down. And that's what fed. And I said, remember, Sasha, I mentioned this. I said, I feel like this is a team that Chase Center is going to fall in love with. When you get a bunch of grown-ass men who are making millions of dollars, diving all over the floor, grabbing loose balls, rebounding the hell out of the basketball, offensive rebounds, blocking shots, fans love that stuff. And what they're doing off defensively with the hustle stuff and deflections and diving on the floor, that's how you win big-time games like you did last night.
The contesting, the scrambling, it's been fantastic.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Right now, they are the second-ranked defensive rating team in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, they were 15th. The year before that, 14th. The year they won it all, they finished the season 2.
Yep.
So, just to give you perspective, I'll say it again. When they won it all in 2022, they were the second best defensive rated team in the NBA. Right now, it's, again, 8 games. They're 2. Last year, 15th. The year before that, 14th. The year they won it all, 2. If you want to win, I know we talk about offense, but you have to play complementary defense.
No doubt. And they're doing that. Let's go to Jonathan in the city. My man, Jonathan. I know he's jacked up. Jonathan, what's happening?
Oh, man, pump, dude, just like you guys alluded to, these guys are grinders, they're lunch pail guys, they fight for everything. Man, they play defense. You know, old school guys like me, I love me some defense, man. And I just want to say, if the Boston Celtics find their way back in the finals, as one team from the West, they don't want to meet in that finals floor, and it's the Warriors. You know why? Because Kevon Looney is that uncle they wish they never had, and Wardell is their stepdaddy.
I love Jonathan in San Francisco. That's another one. Do we still have a... They're there, And we're here. We're doing speeches before the NFC Championship game. And that was an all-time try. We don't have that. We lost all these great, iconic drops, man. Where's Juice at? Juice and Freebot. I haven't heard from him in a while. I hope he's doing okay.
Fonte, you know, I want to take a second. You know, real hoop heads know, you know, like, about the league, you know, when you're league passing it on a nightly basis. Me and Law Murray, for example, who writes for The Athletic, who we're going to have on at 8:30. Oh, you know, when we survey the league and we power rank everything, you know, not only are you watching the games and you're dissecting things, but you're trying to project and you're trying to see where people are. And like a esteemed journalist, Law Murray, you know, OKC was power ranked number one, Cleveland number two, Boston number three, Golden State number four. I think next week's ratings might have a flip-flop at the top.
He's full of baloney.
Spadoni, man.
I love me some power rankings.
You don't love Lee Fast.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm not watching the Hawks. I'm not watching the Kings.
You see Trae Young talking smack to the Knicks fans yesterday?
That was great. Do you pull that?
I'll pull that.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Trae Young.
It was awesome. Yeah. Grant Lifman's Hawks,
he's fighting for the 10 seed.
Grant Lifman's Hawks, man. 4-5, dude. 4-5.
Could you imagine, like, fielding phone calls in Atlanta? Like, what is Grant Lifman doing with this team? That would be pretty funny.
Landry Fields and Grant Lifman, man.
That'd be pretty funny.
They're in a hot seat, Grant Lifman. I still chop it up with Grant, man. Well, he's good.
Word, like, there's a Bonte Hill that's on there. It's Shanahan's fault. It's Lifman's fault.
No, it's we have a Shanahan problem.
That's it. The stinky ass Hawks.
Stinky ass Hawks. Let's go to Chacho 580.
New York fans find their way to the exit real, real quick. Boo. Take y'all ass home.
Is he the most overrated player in sports outside of Trevor Lawrence?
Nah, he's not. He's a good player. Is he?
He's actually done something. Like, he's taken his team to the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, yeah,
that felt like a mirage.
But he's done that. What has Trevor Lawrence done?
He had the greatest comeback in Jacksonville.
That was Jaguars. One in a wild card game against the Chargers, who always get a Charger.
Yeah, it's true.
Trey Young's not bad. He's not bad. We'll see what the Hawks. They're fifth place in the East right now.
The East is so bad.
You couldn't even say that with a straight face. They're fifth place in the East
as I watch league. And I'm telling you, man, the NBA's lit right now. NBA's lit. You get the quad box with the NBA league pass, man. It is lit.
Yeah, I'm too busy watching the Fightland Portland Trailblazers.
No, you're too
Billups squad.
No, you're not watching. You know? Hey, they had a big win in New Orleans the other day. They've like turned a corner. They got three wins on the season.
They've turned a corner.
I know. Bonte's out here trying to text with Scooter Barry. I'm watching Scoot Henderson.
Mount Scootmore. Razor Scooter.
Oh, my God.
Scout team offense.
Josh
Trey Lance, line one.
Josh 580. Trey Lance will play away from playing. Josh 580. Hey, Cooper, hey, Josh, Dak Prescott's out. Trey Lance is one play away from playing, man. He's one play away from playing.
We won Trey Lance.
Josh, 580, what's happening, man? Josh, Jay, real quick, I'm going to let you get 2 minutes. I swear to God. Josh, 580, Shasky, Spadoni, 11.
And everyone else listening.
I'm at NBC, right? And they're looking at, like, clicks. Like, the stories that are doing well. Trey Lance. Uh-huh. A story on Trey Lance was, like, third on the website. You got McCaffrey coming back. You got the Warriors rolling. Uh-huh. You got the Giants and Buster. Trey Lance was number three story on NBC Sports Bay Area the other day.
What was the story?
I don't even know it. I don't care. But the fact that Trey Lance is still resonating. Because if he does make a comeback, I'm sure he's going to win some games. We saw what we saw. We saw it. No, it just took a while to put together.
I've declared that's a loss for me. It's
Are you
okay.
serious?
Let's I've go, Josh. It's your time, Josh. Sorry.
Oh, you guys are hilarious. Hey, but imagine Trey Lance. Imagine Cooper Rush gets hurt and Trey Lance comes back. How Brock Purdy came after two injuries and he leads into a victory. I don't know. But regardless of that, man, what I want to say is Warriors. We're back. And, you know, we're back because what Warriors have always been built off of since 2014, 2015 was strength in numbers, and they got it. That's the foundation. They haven't moved off of it. They stayed true to who they were. They retooled, and they got the guys. I think the biggest thing to me, what did you guys say defensively? They're playing hard defensively every single game, and it's showing. But two, which I think is very underrated, which I think a lot of people haven't noticed, but you can see, is the athleticism.
Yeah.
The athleticism. They've gotten younger. They've gotten more bouncier. They've gotten spunkier. Really, the only two old guys on the team are Dre and Steph, and they're in great shape, right? So the athleticism, you can compete with all the teams now. You're not the only time getting free lays, free looks to the bucket because they have athleticism. And that will lead me, they can compete with OKC. They can compete with the Celtics because they have the athleticism. And basketball is about being athletic. You guys have guys that can jump, that can run, that can move their feet, lateral quickness. And you have that now with what they put together on this team. So I'm bought in. I'm believing. I think they can really do it. Just stay healthy. Everybody can contribute. And, you know.
You can believe they do what?
Warriors.
You believe they could do what, Josh? You believe they could do what?
Huh?
You believe they could do what?
I believe that. Ooh, CeCe, Bonte, you're going to get me there, man. You know. What I'll say is that they can get to the Western Conference Finals. West Ooh. Is wide open. Dallas isn't a juggernaut. The Suns are a juggernaut. Denver's falling off. OKC is still very young. I don't know if they got the text when it comes down to those close games in the fourth quarter. So I think they have just as good a shot as anybody in the West, if not a better, because they've proven that they can do it, you know, just 2 years ago, to at least get to that Western Conference Finals. And if they play Dallas, OKC, the Suns, give me the Warriors, baby. So I'm not saying finals. But I'm saying there's nobody in the West I'm scared of right now.
Ooh, I like this. We're saying out loud, Shask and I, that we both believe this team can make a deep run in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
I'm not there yet, but you know, I'm getting closer and closer.
November 7th. That's where we're at.
Hey, you just take your four straight losses and leave us alone right now.
You got your coach condescendingly walking out of press conferences. Right. Why don't you pipe down over there, Laker fan?
What are you guys talking about? Let us cook. The Lakers in the conversation?
Let us cook.
I thought we're you guys were on top of the world. What November are you guys 7th. Doing?
Hey, November 7th, August 7th.
It's November 7th. Why are you guys getting so insecure?
Punching down.
Wait.
We are punching down.
I can't hear him from the top of the standings. Where are you at?
No. If you're responding, though.
No, Shasky.
The Warriors were at the top of the standings this time last year, too.
Shasky, I can't hear him from the top of the power rankings.
Law Murray.
What tier are you guys? Tier four? Yeah, we wouldn't know about that one.
All we need now is the split against OKC and Cleveland, and I'll believe.
Why split?
Forget a deep run. We are favorites.
Stop.
If we split, Cleveland,
stop.
OKC.
No, stop.
Forget being a contender.
Stop. I can't let you
favorites
do this.
Favorites to represent the West.
You imagine if Steiny was in the Bay Area right now?
I don't care about Steiny.
Dude, Steiny would hate today. Steiny. He would hate today.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, when Steiny comes in, he can do his show with Guru. I'm doing the show with you. I don't care what Steiny thinks right now. All right? Let me ride my wave.
I got a big ass.
He does.
Wait, so I want 415 to explain himself before we go to West Oakland Sam. 405 Comcast Business Text Line says, I don't care if the fans or Bonte thinks the Warriors can make a deep run. I need to hear from Shasky.
I'm going to wait until we get the split against OKC and Cleveland, and I promise you, they do that, I'm suspending my 10 games over 500 mantra, and I'm coming in here, and I'm telling you that they will go on a deep playoff run.
If they win...
And I'll double down on that and say that we are the favorites to represent the West. Just watch
me. You know?
Watch me. Well, I told you. You do not want to see us beat Boston.
Well,
we're in their domes.
And listen.
I love it.
We'll play some sound for another just a second. If they go 2-0, if they beat Cleveland and they beat OKC and they go undefeated on this road trip, Football Monday? I don't know how much the Niners are going to get mentioned on Monday. I don't care if they beat Tampa Bay 35-0. I don't know. If the Warriors beat OKC and Cleveland, we got to figure something out on Monday. We already got Jason Kidd coming up at 9 o'clock on
Baldy's
Monday morning.
Oh, Baldy's going to be joining us on Monday, too.
Oh, he's joining us Monday?
Yeah, because Tuesday's Clay Day, so Baldy got pushed to Monday.
Oh, okay.
So, not a little wrinkle in that one.
You can ask Baldy about Steph. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll ask Baldy all basketball questions.
Basketball Baldy.
That's good.
I did misinterpret Jaden Daniels' sideline thinking it was Baldy. at a Warrior Wizard game when you were talking. I was like, oh, Baldy's there.
Now, this is good. Before we get to West Uncle Sam, 5-1-0. These other teams don't know about tears. They know about tears, T-E-A-R-S.
Oh.
It's not bad.
That's a four.
It's not bad. Not bad at all. Let's go to West Uncle Sam. Speaking of nicknames, he has a nickname for GP2. Why do we need to change GP2's nickname, West Uncle Sam?
No, it's not that. I just think I got a better one that I created
a year or two ago.
But before I get to that, I just want to reiterate that it's great to see this brand of Warriors basketball again.
Facts.
I've seen this brand of our basketball before, and this wins us championships if we keep playing on this trajectory. I've seen it before. Our motto for me this year is IQ over agendas, and I'm just loving what I'm seeing so far. And the nickname for GP2 for me is the son of a glove. All right, love y'all.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not bad at all. It's not bad at all.
It bothers me.
Philly Dave. Niners are cooked. All Warriors, baby. No, they're not cooked. Christian McCaffrey's coming back. Do you see the high knees yesterday in the film? Do you see him cutting on the film, catching little out routes? CMC's back. You got the PRP.
I'm tempering myself. All right. I'm in warrior mode right now. We just beat the Boston Celtics, for crying out loud. I'll get to the Bucks on Sunday.
Better chance right now. Just asking right now. Who do you have more faith in to make it a deep run in the playoffs?
Steph
the
Warriors? Curry. No, I'm sorry.
The
I'm
Warriors or the 49ers?
I'm picking Steph Curry.
Really?
It's Steph Curry. It's Steph Curry.
I mean, the Niners are just in the Super Bowl.
I'm not denying that.
The Warriors were 2 years removed
from
that.
Steph Curry. And with Steph Curry, the guy could turn water into wine. He could turn, you know, a little tiny crumb into loaves of bread. I mean, this man is, he's close to biblical.
Wow. Shanahan. You have little faith right now.
Shanahan.
I think that's a fair take, though. Like, right now, based on what we've seen over the last couple weeks, like, yeah, you could absolutely sit there and say that right now the Warriors look like the deeper playoff, you know, run than the Niners. That's a fair take right now.
It's Steph. It's Steve. It's Uncle Joe.
Trey.
It's Draymond. It's two-way wigs is back. Buy all the stock, folks. I don't think there's much left. JK, Moody, Pods, TJ, Uncle Looney,
Buddy, Healed.
Buddy Buckets.
Buy that Windex stock.
I mean, where is Sleprock at? I know, I shouted out Sleprock, I think, yesterday on the show. I might be the only television host in history to just shout out random radio callers. I don't give a damn. Sleprock deserves credit. Windex. And Looney told me, he goes, I like that nickname. I like that a lot. I said, do we have a guy named Sleprock saying they're calling you Mr. Windex? Because all you do is clean up the glass.
Monte, until there is, you know, the casket shut on his career, how could you, and the dirt needs to be poured on, you need to tamp it down. Like, how can you doubt Steph Curry?
I don't. And then you got Draymond, who's a winner.
On a team of the greatest players maybe ever assembled.
We've got the champions.
Steph Curry was the best player on the floor.
Yes. You got Steph Curry.
For Team USA.
You got Steph Curry. You got Steve Kerr. You got the champion to change. You got Buddy Buckets. You got two-way wigs. You got Uncle Lou Dog. You got Young Glove. He's healthy. You got Mo Money, Moses Moody. You got JK, who just goes downhill and just, I mean, how many sick layups he have last night? And defense on Jason Tatum. And he's a wild card. He's a firecracker, man. He's trying to figure it out. But he's got the right assets around him to just calm him down a little bit. I told you, he comes out fast. It's like, yo, we just need you to slow down, JK. You can't get it all in one possession. Just slow it down a little bit.
I thought he played great defense yesterday.
Played great defense on Tatum.
You know?
So now that's why you could, you know, there's, I don't even, I saw this tweet. And they were like, so who are we trading JK for? I can't wait to see what this team looks like without JK. And I'm thinking to myself, you just beat the Boston Celtics. You saw that JK can get to the cup on anybody, anywhere, anytime. Why would you want to do anything with this roster right now? Don't you want to just see it play through? Isn't it better watching homegrown draft picks grow up with your team and help them win high-level games? Instead of just, oh man, let's just flip for this superstar. Doesn't always work out like that. This depth is key. This bench is the best bench in the NBA.
They've shocked me with what they've put together.
That's unbelievable.
I had no idea Buddy Hield was going to be this good. I mean, I'm driving the bandwagon.
Maybe we should be calling the unnamed player who told me, hey, we're going to win 50, Bonte.
Well, I mean,
maybe we should be calling him.
Did Santos say it or did Steph say it? There's a big difference.
Don't you worry about who said it.
Well, it wasn't Draymond.
Don't you worry. How you talking to me? How you know that? Draymond could have cursed me out and said, hey, we win at 52, Bonte. No, it wasn't Draymond.
An unnamed player.
Unnamed player. And a lot of people's like, yo, I'm starting to believe that unnamed. Our boy Brand Warriors huddle.
It was Quindary Witherspoon.
He goes, Bonte, I'm starting to believe that in that unnamed player. He's probably right. Well, that unnamed player said, Bonte, we're going to win 50. I'm going to call the unnamed player. Hey, you know what? You were wrong. Yeah, you win at 50. You win at 55.
Quentin Post, who hasn't played a snap. I mean,
don't be jealous.
Dribble. He's
don't
the one jealous. Who's giving you all the information.
Don't be jealous, baby. Salsas. A day player said 50.
You know you're doing big-time work when Kendrick Perkins is starting to come out the woodworks and simultaneously praise and hate on you.
Oh, man. 707. It was Joe Lacob, the unnamed player. The biggest mystery in Bay Area sports radio.
Hey, I can't
who was the unnamed player?
I can't wait to see Joe courtside next Tuesday.
You will never, ever know who that unnamed player is. All right. By the way, people, we got Laker fans in my DMs hating right now. Worldwide Hef is hating right now.
He's not LeBron even a Laker fan. He's a LeBron player in the
Olympics.
Fan.
Yeah, I know. LeBron's the best player in the Olympics. No, Steph Curry saved us. Without Steph Curry, you don't even win bronze.
Come on.
LeBron didn't want the ball in the gold medal game. It was the chef.
I know. You're lucky the world didn't bring J.J. Barea out to guard LeBron. But it's kryptonite.
How the Lakers doing? Ja Morant's out there doing it too small of LeBron.
You had 40 points yesterday.
Who, LeBron?
You did. Almost yeah. 40 years old. Pretty incredible.
Well, it's tough, and you're also doing it with your son on your back.
They also lost by 17.
Auditioning for that Warrior spot.
No, we don't want LeBron.
I remember this conversation last year you guys had, too, in the morning. This was fun. I'll remember this.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurt.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
408, Comcast Business Text Line. I was on the Yannis trade, but I'm backing it up real quick. This team has so much heart and is extremely enjoyable to watch. I'm on board with seeing where this team goes. I almost thought JK could have been more aggressive on offense, but incredible defensive effort by him and the whole team. He's bought in. I'm bought in. Are you bought in, Dub Nation? 888-957-9570. Who's out there has a complaint? I want to hear from the complainers. I'll give you a runway. Who's doubting this team right now? Where's your imagination going when it comes to Dub Nation and this team? All right, Kyle Shanahan, 49ers, we haven't forgotten about you. We have not. Christian McCaffrey was limited participant in practice yesterday. Shanahan said the focus is ensuring that CMC is not feeling any pain or discomfort during practice. As far as when CMC would officially be activated for Sunday's game in Tampa, Shanahan jokingly suggested kickoff. So we don't know about it. But the Niners getting healthy. You heard Debo yesterday. We get Juwan back. We get CMC back. Yeah, we ready to roll. All hands on deck. Let's go, Niners. We got a second. Look, we got a second half running coming for the Niners. We got the Warriors rolling. It's great to be in Bay. We got Buster Posey running the Giants. Getting all the analytical geeks out of here. All you getting fired and reassigned. Out. And the Sharkies in 1-4-5. Who doesn't want to be a Bay Area sports fan? We are cooking. Woo!
And you might buy a place in Lathrop.
Or Burlingame. Maybe two houses. Maybe I get two houses.
It's a big difference.
Two houses.
You and Chasky, baby.
I do like Lathrop. Get the hell away from you guys. The injury report brought to you by Boxer Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. You think premier limos will give me rides from Lathrop? I mean, from Lathrop to the Bay Area, back and forth?
Was that a Ferodian slip there, Joey Lightyears?
That would be fun. Lathrop to the Bay? Lathrop back and forth?
Bonte, make sure you don't miss that break,
all right,
man.
What's coming up on the game brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service bank with no compromises. I'm trying to calm myself down. I'm trying to calm Shasky down. I'm trying to calm myself down. But I feel great. The Warriors are 7-1. They're undefeated on the road. They just beat the Chats. Who believes? Do you believe?